I'd like to welcome you back to all Das Halacha and the Das series. A woman was preparing for her son's Ofrof, and she wanted to bake some cookies to be able to put out for the guests. So she made 2 pounds of dough for the cookies, she baked them, and put them in the freezer. She felt that may not be enough, so she made another batch of cookies, another 2 pounds, baked them, put them in bags, and placed them in the freezer. As the Ofrof was approaching, she got a little bit nervous. She said, I may not have enough. Let me make another batch of cookies, another 2 pounds of dough, bake them, put them in a bag, and place them in the freezer. Her observant daughter realized what just happened and told her mother that she thinks she may have to take off challah now. Because although typically, when a woman makes a batch of cookies, she doesn't make enough that she would have to take off challah. But over here, you have 6 pounds of dough that turned into cookies that are all sitting together in the freezer. In today's daf, Nida Daf Ches, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Rebbe Elazar introduces this idea of tziruf sal, that although at each dough that a woman made wasn't large enough that you would have to take off challah, if you placed all the doughs together, all the baked goods together in the same vessel, in the same kli, in the same sal, you then would have to take off challah. Therefore, the daughter pointed out to her mother that now that she placed all 6 pounds of cookies in the same freezer, it's all together the same kli. Perhaps now the mother would have to take off challah. The truth is that the consensus of poskim is that in this case, she probably should take off challah. However, it's not so simple. On one hand, many times, freezers are large. Freezers can be the size of arba himsah, 40 sah. And if they're that large, it's a kli, that's not makabel tumah. And perhaps if it's not makabel tumah, it wouldn't be considered a kli for this idea of tziruf sal, of combining the different shiurim to require challah. Additionally, there are some that argue that that since it's connected to the wall through an outlet, through a plug, it's considered mechubla karka, and in that regard, it's not going to be considered a kli. There's another svara to say that since they're not touching each other, there are some opinions that hold that the only time we're able to combine the different doughs is if they're touching each other. Although that's not the accepted opinion, and we don't require that they touch, but since each batch of cookies are in a separate bag, that in itself could be a reason why you wouldn't have to take off challah. However, as I said, it seems that most poskim would say that you should take off challah. However, because of all these considerations, and there are others as well, she probably would not make a bracha when separating challah from these cookies.